Rosh and Samadal on the base at the top. So Amar of Hamnun and Nozav is the Pesach Shehoch of a Kevra to him Beshvi Shalahem. Okay, Nozav Shinitmot, the Nozav became Tomei Behizav Bashana, he did his sprinkling of the ashes and the water, the Paraduma, on the third day. Bashana, he repeated it again on the seventh day. But Taval, he went to the mikvah. See, he's ready to complete his Torah process. Then later in that day, he passed by Kevrat Ohayim, and unaware of the fact that became Tomei. But another loy, he did this, and he was not aware of it until. He completed the whole Naziris. He brought his Kerban Tuma from Nazir becoming Tamei. He brought his Kerban Tahara at the end of the 30 days. And then he finds out that on day 7 he had passed by a Kevrat Ohayim. Or, in the case of the Kerban Pesach, he brought the Kerban Pesach. And after the whole process of bringing the Korban Pesach had been completed, he finds out that he'd been through Tuma, and he's retired himself, and he completed the Torah process, for argument's sake, on Yud Beis Nissan and Yud Al Nissan, he brought his Korban, and then he finds out afterwards that he was involved in Kevrat Ohayim. Does he have to bring a Pesach Sheni or not? So Rav Luna says, no, the halacha is that in both cases, it's not a problem. So Moshe Rabba asked him our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that this halacha, that Kevrat Ohayim is tor, is only if a person is coming in from a situation of Tahara. But in a situation where he's coming in from Tuma, the term of Tumas Meis is Tomei. Case of Kevrat Ohayim, where he is in a state of Tuma, and he's trying to recover from the tuma, so kevrat ohayim is matamehim. The term of tumas meis is tamei. Alma tumas atohayim seseris called shvi throughout the seventh day, since he's tamei still. Kevrat ohayim will be soiser and will be a problem, even retroactively when he finds out about it later on. Now, the Rosh's gears is a little bit different than the gears we have in the Gemara. That so we have in the Gemara Amar Le Medina Lachon Ben Nozer Shemachusa Taglachas. The Rosh adds in, so that we would assume that's Rav Luna talking. Rav Luna said that then Rav asked the question. Amar Le, he said back to him. Rav Luna said back, "This I agree." The Rosh has the gear says Amar Le Abaya. So Abaya said to Rabbi, "Medina l'chol v'nosar shemachusar taglachas." That I agree with you. I accept your argument that the case where there's still a mice which has to take place, kevrat ohayim will be problematic because he's mechusar taglachas. The nazirus is not completed until the taglachas. A filo tovo. So even though he's already been tovel, kimshem mechusat galachas soiser b'hachi ayir mas nisin, and that's a scenario of that the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, so this taglachas up here is referring to the taglachas of tuma. That the Nozer is not considered that he completed the process of reinstating himself as a Nozer b'tahara until he's completed the whole process of Tahara from Hilchos Tuma and he cuts his hair. Until he cuts his hair, the Tuma is affecting him. If during that time he's nitzmet kevrat ohayim, so then it's going to be soister. But Rav Nuna's case, Rav Nuna is talking about a case of a nazir, Irish achash atabal begilach uposkamen on tumas naziris. So the taglachas of the nazir tome, the nazir became tome. So the pasuk says he has to cut off that hair and start over again. That can take place on day 7, later in the day after he completes the Torah process, even though the sun has to set for him to come and Torah again. If he can cut his hair then, it'll start counting the new Naziris from the nighttime. That'll be day 1 already. So Rav Nuna's case was a case that that's what happened. That he did the Hazoya on Shlishi Yishri. He went to the mikveh. He cut his hair. It's still in the afternoon of the of day 7. And then he walked over a carpet to home unknowingly. And later on, after he completed the whole Torah process, and the Karbonas, etc., he finds out that that he was Nitma with Keberet Ohim. So in that situation, since he already cut his hair, so the halacha of the impact that Tumas has to the Naziris basically has ended. So then, fine. Now, who then? Rabbi could have answered the Masnisin, the Mitzvah of the Shnuye, Masnisin B'Shaloi Tova. That the Mishnah there was missing a step of Tvila, and Rav Hamnuna's case was he already had done Tvila. That would have been a valid answer. But there's a big, there's much bigger Kiddush in the haircut than there is in the Tvila. Because the Tvila, he's a higher level of Tumah. A person who has Dine Tumah and he goes to the mikveh, he's still Tomei for the rest of the day. He's called Tvuyoim. But he's not also in Maaser Sheni anymore. The Torah says that a person who's Tomei can't eat Maaser Sheni. But the Pasuk says as soon as he goes to the mikveh, even though the sun is not set, he can eat Maaser Sheni. He's not called Tomei anymore. It's called Tvuyoim. Once the sun set, he can't eat Truma until the sun set. So, if you're telling me in a scenario where he has not even had the mission, someone case where he hasn't went to the mikveh yet, his mom is Tomei still. So you know what? Tumas Atahim extends that. There's no cool of Tumas Atahim because he's in a state of full fledged Tuma. After the mikveh, his Tuma has downgraded. So maybe Tumas Atahim, he's not called Tomei to the point that Tumas Atahim is an issue. No, it is. Well, we're going to see, like Moore says, that depends over here, because it's like Lachas, it is. That's a bigger Kiddush, because in general, we're saying after Tvila, it's not considered Tomei that Tumas Atahim should affect it. But by Nozer, because the email of Mitzat Hilchus Tuma and Tahara, he's already post Tvila. Since by Nazir, until he cuts his hair, there's another step of that, how to remove the issue of Tumah vis-a-vis Nazir, the impact that the Tumah had has not been removed. So he can't set his new Naziris yet. So that also will extend the halacha of the impact of Tumah Satohim. That's a Kiddush. So that's what I wanted to say about. Amalei Rava. Rava said back, the way the Rush learns like this. So we learn the Gemara. Rav Luna says, I didn't say it in this situation. He says, well, I'm not arguing in that situation, so everybody's happy. Right? That's how we read the Gemara. The Rush has the Gemara that Amalei Rav is a kasha. So Rav Luna said it's a lacha. Abaye says, listen, as far as I'm concerned, Rav Luna did not say it in this scenario. Rabbi says, well, this scenario I have no argument about. It's so obvious, there's no need for Rav Hamnuna to say it even. So where's the scenario that it's relevant for Rav Hamnuna's din? Rava is asking on Abaya. The Abaya says, the murder of Hamnuna, the Mechusa Zaglachas, Soyser.
The Mo'ed
What?
The Mo'ed
The murder of Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna. The Mechusa Zaglachas, Soyser. V'yu Ari B'Shagilach, that Rav Hamnuna's halacha is only relevant after Taglachas, but before Taglachas, Rav Hamnuna doesn't say his halacha. Kamalei Rava Avanoa Medina Be'isa Pesach Til Mechaser Midi. So Rav Hamnuna's halacha by Pesach, there's no next step. So it makes sense. I get it. In Kain, my Kamashan on the Rav Hamnuna. So then what's the Chiddush? If I agree with that, it means I don't see any Chiddush in it. So where's the case of the Chiddush? If you tell me Rav Hamnuna is arguing on a case of Taglachas, or saying it's in the case of whether it's still Taglachas, I get the Chiddush. I have a Kasha on it, I get the Chiddush. According to you, that Rav Hamnuna is murdered in that case, so where's the Chiddush? Kibin Shagilach B'Tavol Hanazir Ba'isa Pesach Tavol the Siloy Soyser. So what's there's no actions that they need to do to generate that the tumah is impacting them. The tumah of Tohem should be an issue. Who then the Davi Matzah member Kibin Shagilach Ma'ala member. The more I could have phrased the question. That Rav is asking, well, if you already got the haircuts, of course, what's the Chiddush? What else could you say? I'll knock it as a Pesach, but that's what Pesach is. There's no next step. So what's the Chiddush? That Mechusar Harib Shemesh. The Chiddush is, he's still Tomei. The sun hasn't set yet. You're assuming that making Mechusar Harib Shemesh is obvious that it's not a problem. Well, I think it is a problem. I think that it potentially could be a problem. Rav Hamnuna needs to tell me that it's not. V'han Rav Busha Rav Hamnuna Da'afilu Hachi Karbei Cheskes Tor. Even though he's not really truly Tor, because the sun has not set. But in regards to Hichus Tumas HaTohayim, Cheskes Tor is Tor. Beheshiv loy rabba the einzu rabusa the shimshim and male arva. So rabba says back, no, it's not a chiddush. Now Kenya the kaim girsas asorim ki reisi shem mechukua kolam aforshim. So everybody changes the girsa. So the rabba says this is how the girsa would work. Okay. The Rav Abaya Hadar Bay may hide the Kamar Mechusar Harib Shemesh. Abaya eventually, in a different scenario, we see that Abaya accepts the logic that being Mechusar Harib Shemesh is not called Mechusar Maisa. And so logic would dictate that the tumor process is completed, that Kamar Tahaim should not be an issue. Now, the discussion there is not regard to Tumas at Tahaim, but the argument's going to be that they should be parallel. How do I know? Tanya Yom Melois Tavi Pirish Yeletish Nekeva Shepila Yom Pealev Tavi Beis Karbonis. So, since she a woman who gives birth to the Nekeva has to wait 80 days of in a state of tumah. The 81, she brings her korban. If she miscarried a second pregnancy on day 81, she has to bring two korbanos. If, however, the miscarriage took place during the 80 days, so she doesn't have to bring a second korban, because one korban counts for both. If she was mappled during the 81 days, means before day 81, lo tovi kedushin b'mesel d'znida zayis tarasa yoledes lamed shavivia korban echad al leidus harbe, that the pasuk is marba, this is the tarasa yoledes, the riboy is marba, she can bring this korban on multiple leidus. Yachol tovi korban echad al leidus shalachem alois temal b'zayis. So Teras is a Rebbe, Zeus is a Mia. So the Rebbe tells me that the scenarios where she could bring one carbon for both, Zeus tells me that she can't. So she can't is once the Hapala was on day 81. So the Brisa continues and says, Yachol lotovi al leida shalifnei malois. I understand. She doesn't bring in a case where later, which is before the 80 days are up, that I can think that's true. But I will tell you a later shalachim alois. So she gave birth to an akeva, and then she became pregnant again, and then she was mapple. She gave birth to a full viable child, and now she miscarries a second child, and that second child is in the cave. Because the pila in the cave is terpe, so that extends. She needs another 80 days. Because the pila of lad shlishi terpe l'shniya. And then she has a third child over here, a second miscarriage during the 80 days from the first miscarriage, but it's after the 80 days of the viable child, which is born first. So I would think in that situation that she have to bring a korban for that second miscarriage separately. Hagabrush Yachal Otovi Aleda Shalathem Alois the Rishon. Alotovi Aleda Shalachim Alois the Rishon. Al Bisha Hutachim Alois the Sheni. I would think that she has to be in Korban in that situation, which is Tech the Malois of the Sheni, since it's after the Malois of the Rishon. Tamalamra Ubi Malois. The Master Dafka Yar Malois Tovi. It has to be, everything's finished. I'll shall tech malois lotovi. But if it's tech malois of anything, whether it's the first one or the second one, she doesn't bring a separate korban. My name is tech malois shall sheni hu. So now it's like the. Yeah. Parabase decreases pligibur Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbanan? I'm not sure. I think it's Rabbi Yossi. No, it's Rabbi Yehuda, I'm wrong. Okay. Tanya also, Rabbi Yehuda, Mavia al Rishona, Mavia al Ashniya, Mavia al Ashlishi, Mavia al Ravias. Abraisa, should be Kirabon the Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chachamim say theoretically, loyal Eino, that this could happen multiple times. So she brings one korban at the end. Rabbi Yehuda says that she gave birth to a viable child, that's the Rishonah. Then she became pregnant and she miscarried during the 80 days, that's the Shniyah. Then it happened again. That's a shlishi. Happened again. That's revius. So she brings a karma for number one. She has to bring a karma for number two, the first miscarriage, because that was the malois of the first one. She does bring a karma for number three, because that's after the malois of the first one. But if she would have another apala during the malois of the number three, she wouldn't bring it. Then number four, in other words, she wouldn't bring another karma, because that's the malois of number three. So the first miscarriage does not generate a halacha of 80 days because it's subsumed in the korban for number one. So once that's ending, the regards to his korbanos, it doesn't create any, the first miscarriage does not generate an 80 day window. Because you're not bringing the korban number. The logic is you can absorb it into the korban. So you want to say we want to absorb number three into the korban for number two, which is absorbed in the korban for number one. The korban's for number one, not for number two. So there's no korban for number two that you can say three is included in it. So three needs its own korban.
So if we're saying that the first miscarriage does not generate a new 80-day window.
For Tumah it does. But the Gargabla Karbonis, it's not, because it's not the logic of it extending is, well, now that during that, so the Korban, you bring it, bring, for, she's not going to be the Korban, because she's still Tumah. So at the end of the day, she's going to finish, she's going to have to process all of these things, time-wise, and bring in the Korban at the end. So since you haven't brought the korban for number one yet, and two is included in one, mm-hmm. So three should be included in two, and bring the korban at the end for all of them together as one korban. Right. That's not true. The korban is not for number two. Mm-hmm. So therefore, three is not connected to one. So how could? Mm-hmm. That's where Behuda learns. So Omer of Kahana. So Kahana says that shani hachadum chusik korban. So the korban matam einim via al shlishis, according to the rabbanon, not like your behuda. Even hov habi achim malosh l'rishon. It's after the malosh of the rishon. So why isn't there a korban for number three? The korban of kahana mishum shelo higia hashoah shetuchol habi korban al rishon. The logic is over here, not that number, according to Rabbanan, that three is included in two, which is included in one. Three is included in one. How is three included in one? Because the malois of number one is not completed yet. Because the malois is the 80 days of number one are up, and she reaches the time and she's able to bring a korban. Well, she never got to that time because she became tamei during the 80 days. Through the first miscarriage, the second later. So she never got to a point where she can bring a korban for number one yet. So it's as if number one's time has extended. So number three now is teich malois, number one. So because it's mechuser korban. Okay, so. And that's why the Chachamim hold that number three can be included in the korban for number one and number four as well, because since this happened before the 80 days are up for number three, so she still hasn't got to the point she can bring a korban yet. So this is all pre-korban of number one, so everything's included. It's like if number one's the entire process has not been completed, so everything's being included in number one still. So Samura asked that Hasanah Mechasa Harav Shemesh. So according to your thought process, that if we have a situation of that the Zman of the Korban has not arrived, even though on the calendars it's post 80 days of number one. So the Torah process number one. She hasn't reached the day which is even roy for korban. So like the Torah process number one has not been completed. So we're just extending this man of the Moloisa number one regards to bringing korbanos. It's if the Moloisa number one has not been completed yet. So what about the following scenario? A case where the issue is not korban, the issue is Harav Shemesh. So the Torah process has not been completed. Somebody called Mechaser Harav Shemesh. Pirish. What about the following scenario, which the loch is different? Hamapelos Yom Pei Aleph. The woman completed 80 days. And day 81, she's Mapil. The Kaimel on the Mevia based Karbonis. So, even though she hasn't brought a carbon for number one yet, but once 80 days are up, if she's maple at that point, in day 81, she brings carbon separately. The Kaimel on the Mevia based carbonus, the Af or the Shmarnim Be'echo, the Mechaibe based Hilo based carbonus. So, even if it's. Base Hilo. I'm sure it's Base Hilo. So the Mechazim Mishal Meisila, what will be in a case where she's Mapil on the night of 81? Korbanos can only be brought by day, can't be brought by night. So she has not reached this man of the Korban of the Korban later yet, because not till the morning. So she was Mapil before this man of the Korban, but after the 80 days. So Mishal Meis says, she only brings one Korban. Meisila says, no, she brings two. Because she has not reached a time where she has now reached a time where the 80 days of the Tumah are up, even though she cannot practically bring a Korban, but that doesn't make a difference. The 80 days are up. But Vamai, Homachasar Harav Shemesh. So the more I ask the question, but there's no sunset. So Rosh says, what sunset are we talking about? Tema my Harav Shemesh Shayachacha. Lohi Tevelis Lachar Shwayim. Nikatulis Yem Oruch. Vesuva Truma Ad Or the Pei Aleph. Vizewa Harav Shemesh Shalom. So the more I have a fascinating nusach. Rashi mentions it. Meaning a Tazriyah. So, what happens on the night of 81? Truma she could eat. The luck is, a person becomes tame. There's three things that are also for truma. Version of tame can't eat. They can't eat master shedi, can't eat truma, can't eat kachin. A person goes to the mikvah, he's tovel, he can eat master shedi. The sun sets, he can eat truma. And even by the tumas, which there's a lacha, that they can't eat kachim until they bring a korban, truma's mutter as soon as the sun sets. Kachim needs the korban. The mechusa kapora korban of a zav or a zava of a yaletis, of a matzura, that needs the korban. But truma's mutter immediately. So, the Torah says that the woman that gives birth to a zakar or a nekeva has to wait 7 days for a zakar, 14 days for a nekeva. After that, goes to the mikvah. And now the sun sets on day 15. No. The sunset for this tevila is day 80, not day 15. It's the Harav Shemesh of the she's called a Tulas Yom Aruch. She's a din of a Tul Yom for 66 days. And the sunset, which of that Tevila, is on day 80. But you know, she doesn't need another mikvah. There's no hair. There's no other Tevila. She doesn't have to go to the mikvah again after the 80 days. So you need a sunset. There's no sunset relevant over here. The sun set already, and our scenario, she went to mikvah on the night of 15. And the sun set on day 80. So where's the Har Shemesh over here that we're missing? She waits 2 weeks. She goes to the mikveh after the 2 weeks. Mikveh is tvulas yom oruch. She's an extended tvul yom. Vasur b'truma ad or the pay olive until the night of pay olive. That's when the sun sets. V'yesh lomer zat rosh. The case would be like this. Let's say she didn't go to the mikvah on night 15. So whatever reason, she didn't go to the mikvah on night 15. And she didn't go to the mikvah until the night of 81. And now she's mappled the night of 81, or the day of 81, for that matter. She's not going to bring her korban until 82, because she has to become tor before she brings the korban. But the 80 days are up, but she still needs Har Shemesh. So, but the lach is she brings two korbanos over here in this situation because post 80 days, she still needs Har Shemesh. And you're saying that you, Rav Kahana, are saying that over here in the scenario with the hapala, since she needs she can't bring the korban yet because there's this new tumah laid upon her. So it's like she's still in the malois of the first leda. Well, she needs Har Shemesh, like she's still talking malois at the 81. She's still talking malois. That's the worst question. Mitzarech oz Har Shemesh, Reina Mavia Kabrosa ad Lamacher till 82. V'alchem Kamel on the Bechol Inyan, Mepila Yom Pei Aleph Mavia Beis Kabonis. So what's the difference? The sunset of the Shemesh is automatic. Well, make you concerned. That's not called that there's something missing, that therefore her malois is extended. So the lack of his man of korban is irrelevant, because you see, Beis Hillel, that's true. He's not bothered by if she's mappled on the night of 81. She brings two korbanos. She can't bring korbanos yet. Irrelevant. Har Shemesh is equivalent of that. Now, it takes a look in claim Plugby and Pei Aleph, but what is relevant in Day Pei Aleph, according to our thought process, let's say it didn't go to the mikvah yet. So that's a tuba which needs a maisa. So if she didn't go to mikvah on the night of day 15, she didn't go to mikvah during the whole 80 days. She didn't go to mikvah till pay aleph, and she's ma'apel before the mikvah. So according to our thought process, she's a mechusar ma'isa. It's like the malois is extended, and now when she's ma'apel on day pay aleph before the tevila, that's included in the malois, and she only bring one korban. Therefore, the lacha should be mevia korban echad. So that should be true. Now, she should bring one korban for both. Now, the Gideon says over here, they're not sure exactly what the Rosh means, the next piece of Rosh. So, the Rosh says no, that for this purpose, the opportunity for Tevila, since it's biyada to do whatever she wants, that's not called mechusar. I'll give you a scenario where that plays out. She didn't bring her kabbonis yet. She waited, she ends up giving birth to another child. So well, she didn't bring the kabbonis yet, so she's not really Torah for kachim. So it's like the malois is extended, so she only bring one korban. No, we don't say that. It's way after Yom Pei. But there's something extending the tumah. Nah, not a problem. Why? The key of the biyada leviim, have a key leviim, heavy awesome. Because she could have brought kabbonis at 81. She chose not to. That's not called a mechusar. So the same thing with the tefillah. She could have went to the mikveh earlier. She chose not to. So she can go whenever she wants. That's not called mechusar. So even if there was no tefillah yet, so the biyada makes it as if it's like a melech.
I don't understand.
Fine. So the Rosh, the Yesh Proportion, so that's what we say, that there's no tevila on day after the 80 days, that's deraisa. V'amachusa harb shemesh, l'chinami tavla, kaidim, sarach litro shnia, shenis, b'yam pe aleph. But she has to go to the mikveh again on day pe aleph for truma purposes, because there's been a long, long hesach hadas between the tefila and the truma, and the lacha for taharis truma. A person goes to the mikvah without any thought process. We take a woman as an ida, we drop her in the water. She's tahara. She can't eat truma. You have to have kavana for tahara for truma purposes. Mirabana. That's the Mishnayos and Chagig and the halachas of Chavar Bekardesh. The Chazal were machmir that they gave that tefillah for chulin does not need kavana. Tefillah for truma and for kachim needs kavana. She had kavana the night of the 15th when she went to the mikvah. She had kavana. She can eat truma. She doesn't think about truma. It's 66 days. Chazal said, you know what? Go to the mikvah again before you eat truma. So she has to mikvah again the night of Pei Aleph. Because now Mitzvah of Chagiga, Perachamim Mekodesh, Aynan Mechusik Yipurim, Sarach Tevila LeHekdesh. Since they were also eating kachim, not true, but kachim. They were also eating kachim until they bring the korban. See, when they went to the mikvah way back when, there's been a hesek hadas between that. They weren't thinking about kachim because they've been also eating kachim. That's not true for two purposes, two reasons. Number one, that we're talking about the rices over here, not the rabbanans. Number two, the lach is that tefillah does not need harav shemesh. The tefillah of the rabbanan, the mechayev, they didn't add a lach of harav shemesh. Let's lach birusha the chol tefillah the rabbanan loy boy harav shemesh. Bachavos coming to say a chelus. He says, but truma should really be truma and kachim. So, since she goes to mikvah, she can eat. That whole shot the Tosfos brings the pshat and it says it can't be pshat because of Tosfos Rabbi Yeshemela Arba. We're discussing the rices over here, not the rabbanans. And Basu, there's no din of Harav Shemesh. So that pshat is that Tosfos feels that pshat is not correct. Okay, we're not going to start the Mishnah now. The Mishnah just the reason why the Mishnah is here. So we introduced the idea of reglaim adover by the din of Tevra Kevra in regards to a Nazir who was Tomei. Since he was Tomei beforehand, it makes sense that he should continue with the state of the Mishnah is reglaim adover. So the next few Mishnahs are going to discuss reglaim adover, not in the context of a Nazir. but there's cases where, because there's a certain logic behind it, Chazal says we have to be kosher for it. It's a kol raglayim adavar, and that's going to be the next three mishnayos. So this mishnah is dealing with the issues of a mace which is buried. So this should be his burial place, not temporary. You're not allowed to move him. But a mace was buried, it should be temporary. You're allowed to move him. So we find the mace in a field. We assume that this probably was buried there temporarily. You're allowed to move him. If he's buried in a place where they designated for shkunas kavoris, then you can't move him. So I find the mace. I can assume probably it's temporary. If I find it, I start finding a situation where it looks like it's more than that. It's reglaim ledover. Say, this is a shkunas kavoris. You can't move him. So the mission is going to discuss what would be a reglaim ledover, that this is a shkunas kavoris, that they designated this as a place of burial, and you're not allowed to move it. So that's the reglaim ledover of the mission. The mission is talking about.